Could we sing from our white book, Nothing Less, number 76 in the white book, 76. To Jesus at some point in time, I'm sure you all, many of you have, and you belong to him, but he wants you to work for him, and he wants to renew that call. I find in myself, it's a periodic renewal. My Uncle Gordon used to tell us, every day you renew the vow. Every day you renew the commitment to the Lord Jesus. Every day make a fresh commitment. You belong to him. He belongs to you. I don't know that I remember to do that every day, but every once in a while I say, Lord, I'm yours. I'm here to serve you. I'm here to live for you. I'm not here for myself. I'm not here for any other purpose but to please and glorify, advance your kingdom, get glory to your name, help other people if I possibly could. And all of us can live that way, and maybe you do. But tonight, I hesitate even to do this because I know the young people get picked on. And I think unfairly, sometimes we want to pray for our, I hear it expressed, pray for our poor young people. You poor young people. And, you know, they have to go out into the world and they have to face such foes and opposition. Like you don't. Like, you don't have to face that at work. My son-in-law tells me his job, he's got a good job, and he works with people that are smart, very smart. But he tells me he's the only one in his office. And if he dares take his stand, and he does, puts in a word for Jesus, it'll be all over him in a heartbeat. It's not easy to go out into that world. That world's pretty dark and pretty wicked, and we want to serve him in it. So it's not just the poor young people. It's the poor old people. It's me. It's us. But I feel tonight that God wants to call some of you young people. He wants to call you, first of all, to himself. If you haven't been following Jesus or you're not following Jesus, fully, wholeheartedly, a full surrender, I would just encourage you. I can't make you do anything, but I'd encourage you to give your body soul, and spirit for the master to possess. And you won't be sorry. Now, you might not believe me. I don't know how to convince you, but you won't be sorry. I can guarantee you won't be sorry. Because living for Jesus is the best life. To me, I think it's the only life where there's real joy. And the Lord calls us to that. And maybe you've given your life and your heart to Jesus, but maybe tonight you want to say, Lord, I just want to give myself. I give up myself and whatever I know, all my plans and wishes at your feet in ashes lay. And I just fully surrender. And Lord, help me to see. Help me to see where there's a harvest that I can reap, where there's work that I can do. Maybe the Lord will send you someplace. Don't get scared. Because if he calls you to go serve on a mission field someplace, there'll be great joy in going, and you'll be miserable if you don't. If God's calling you to that. Whatever God's call for your life is, our lives are, to find that call of God and then to surrender to it and to be steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in his work. Wherever it is that he calls us to, wherever he wants to put us. And I have a heart for young people. They still invite me to young people's conferences sometimes. I wonder when that's going to stop. But I don't know. I hope not soon, because I really do enjoy it. And I find my element more with young people. They probably don't think so, but I enjoy them more than I do. That's why whenever I hear a pull down to the village, I'd love to be down there tonight. I mean, here is good. It's okay. You're all right. But I'd rather be down there. Because I realized that if God could get a hold of our young people, and this world needs young people filled with the Holy Ghost. And I pray that God will fill us. And that God will use us to serve him in this crooked and perverse generation. So as we sing that last verse, and I again, I'm not in the habit of doing this all the time, but I really think that I should tonight again say to the you young people, and some are back there. Hey, by the way, you guys, you came in, and I felt encouraged for a moment. You came in and you sat next to me. And I thought, you know, the place, there are no seats all around. The only row that's empty is the one I'm in. So I'm... And it was okay, I thought. But you no longer, you sooner sat down and jumped up and went somewhere far away. You can sit anywhere you want to, and it doesn't matter. But you young people that are back there, or you young people that are there, or you young people, and I don't know what a young person is, so whatever you feel to. But could I ask that you young ones, if you want to, and if you don't want to, then don't. But as we sing that chorus when we get to it, and you want to surrender your all, you want to give your life wholly, fully, recommit yourself to the call and to the will of God, I just ask that you'd come, and I'm going to ask it a little specific tonight. I'm going to ask if there are young men that come, could you just kneel over here to my left? And if there are young women, the ladies that come, could you just kneel over here to my right? And then could I ask some of you who know who you are, perhaps, could you pray with me? Could we support and surround our young people with faith and with prayer that not one of them will miss God's call over their lives? I promise I'll stop right now, but one more thing that comes to mind is Sister Pearl Young, whose name you've heard, a missionary for many years in Taiwan. And what a wonderful woman of God she was. But she came to the church that I pastor now, and I wasn't the pastor. And I remember sitting, I don't know why I didn't have my trumpet, but I was sitting in the congregation. And Sister Pearl came, and I knew Sister Pearl, and she'd been to our home, and so we knew each other. She knew me, and I was just a boy. She knew my parents. And a teenager, I guess. And I was sitting in that meeting, and she got up to speak. And she got up behind the pulpit, and she just stood there. And she stood there for about 10 minutes. That was not highly unusual, but somewhat out of the ordinary. If you're going to stand up and got something to say, then spill it. Don't just stand there. But she just stood there. And then she spoke. And I don't know if she only spoke for me or if she spoke for everybody that was there, but what she spoke, we talked about the other night, Sister Edith mentioned, God's word gets into our hearts. And the Holy Spirit goes to town on that word. And she said, there are some of you here that can settle for God's second best. But there are others of you that want his best. And that meeting, at that time, I said, God, I want your best. I don't want to settle for your second best, but I want your best. Don't settle for God's second best. Let's seek him and find him and get his best. Come, if you'd like, as we sing that last verse. Nothing, nothing then withholding, let him rule your heart and life. Let your body as a living sacrifice, nothing less than full surrender, nothing less than yielding all, nothing less than gladly saying, here am I at Jesus' call, giving body, soul, working out his will and purpose. Offer Jesus nothing less. Could I ask all you old folks to stand? Could we sing that chorus again? And then could we pray together? And I'd ask those that are ministering and that would be led to pray with these that are at the front to join and pray with them. Let's just call on God and let's give all of us, let's give ourselves afresh to him. Nothing less than full surrender. Nothing less. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nothing less, O Lord, than gladly say, oh, here we are, Lord, at your call. Oh, Lord Jesus, giving body, soul, spirit for the master to possess, working out his will and purpose. Offer Jesus nothing less. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come, dear Lord, to our young people. Oh, Lord, we offer ourselves to you. We offer our bodies as living sacrifices, wholly acceptable to thee, O Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Oh, dear Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll take these men. Oh, God, use these men. Dear Lord, pour your spirit upon these men. Touch their hearts afresh tonight, Lord, with your call. Oh, Lord, that they'll work for you, serving you, living for you, loving you. Oh, Lord, by your grace we will. Hallelujah. Give grace. grace, O God. Give help, O Lord. Give strength, O Lord. Oh, pour out your Spirit upon us, Jesus. Dear Lord, that our sons and our daughters, dear Lord, pour out your Spirit upon our young people. Oh, glorify your name. Pour out your Spirit, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, dear Lord, help us, come to us. Oh, get your will done. Your will, your kingdom come. Your will be done. Oh, we thank you, dear Lord, that we can serve you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, work in our kids, work in these young people. Dear Lord, deepen the call of God on their lives. Deepen the call of God within their hearts. Oh, Jesus, have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way with these young people, I pray. Dear Lord, we thank you that you're working in them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, the river must flow, Lord. Dear Lord, let the river flow, I pray. Lord, in and out of our kids, our young people, let the river flow. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Jesus. Jesus, help, oh God, each one. Pour out, oh Lord. Create, oh God, a clean heart. Oh, that we might serve you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To know you, to love you, to serve you. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fill us, O Lord, with the Holy Ghost, that we might serve in the power of God. Oh, Lord, dear Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, we come to you, dear Jesus. Dear Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I serve a risen Savior. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Help me to serve you more and more. Help me, oh Lord, I pray. Oh, I give myself to thee, dear Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, I thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Channels only, blessed Master, on with all thy wondrous power. Flowing through us, thou canst use us. With each command, channels only. Oh, Jesus. The river, Lord, it's got to flow. Oh, God, my God. Oh, my God. Baptized in the Holy Ghost that we have power to serve you. In the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That we might have power to serve you, power to live for you, power to overcome this world. Oh, Jesus, help me, Lord. Help. us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Oh, glory. Glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fill us all, Lord. Help us all, oh God. Fill us with the Holy Ghost, we pray. Oh, Jesus, pour out, oh God, power to live for you. Pour in power to serve you. Oh, every one of us, Lord, we need help. Help from the sanctuary tonight. Pour in, dear Lord. Oh, have your way. Have your way, oh Lord. Flow through. Oh, Lord, by the power of your Spirit. Work, oh God. Hallelujah. Glorify your name, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, you're passing this way. Oh, hear our cry. Dear Lord, have mercy upon us. Oh, we give ourselves to you, Jesus. Oh, that we might serve you, Lord, in the Holy Ghost. That we might live for you. That we might please you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I give myself to thee, for thou in thine atonement didst give thyself for me. Lord, I owe no other master. My heart shall be thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live. Oh, Christ, for thee alone. Hallelujah. We give ourselves afresh, Lord. Hallelujah. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart, does the Spirit control? You can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you yield Him your body. Your heart, does the Spirit control? You can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you yield Him your body and soul. Put it all on the altar. Put it all on the altar. I mean, that thing that you're not willing to get, put it on the altar. Get rid of that thing from your heart and your life and lay it down at the feet of Jesus. You can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you give your all to Jesus. Don't hold out. Don't hold back. It's not worth it. Believe me, it's not worth it. You're not missing anything by giving all to the Lord. You're missing a whole lot by holding on and not surrendering. Today, if you hear His voice, give Him your all. Consecrate your heart, your mind, your body, your soul as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God. It's your reasonable service in the light of His mercy for you. Oh, Jesus, everything is yours. Everything is yours. Oh, Lord, nothing less than full surrender. Hallelujah. We give our all to you. Take us as we are and make us what you want us to be, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, fill, Lord Jesus, as we yield and give you, fill us, O Lord, with your Holy Spirit, we pray. Hallelujah. Glory. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Jesus, do it, Lord Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Oh, pour out your Spirit upon us. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, we give our all to you. Jesus. Oh, I'm yours. I'm yours. Henceforth to live. Oh, Jesus, for you alone. Dear Lord, we lay it down. Oh, Jesus, we give everything to you. Everything to you. Everything to you. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. 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 Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou Lord, to thy Yes,
Jesus,
Lord.
Jesus is looking for lovers. Those who will want him.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Jesus, we love you. Jesus, I love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, don't ever forget the vow that you vowed tonight, if you have. The Lord remembers those vows. It says, call upon me in the day of trouble and I'll hear and answer and deliver. But it goes before that. It says, remember your vows. And let him hear that vow renewed again and again and again. And remind yourself, like Brother Tim told us the other night, write it down someplace as an Ebenezer. Lord, I've committed myself to your will to do what you want me to do and serve you. On whatever day this is, 2018 Pilgrim Camp. And by God's grace, I'll keep that vow. By God's grace, I'll love and I'll serve him acceptably. Now let him seal that in you. Make it sure. Don't flit it away. Whenever you leave this meeting tonight, be careful. Be careful about your talking and whatever you do before you go to sleep. Maybe it's best you just go to sleep. And let what the Lord has done for you sink in a little bit. Maybe think about it some more. And I'm not chasing you out, but I'm just realizing that you've had a hard, long day. And you've got a week in front of you, staff. But if the Lord wants you to stay here in his presence and just wait upon him, well, do that, of course. And all of us, let's just do what he'd have us to do. If you need to leave or change the order, God bless you, but oh, Jesus, continue to work in us, whether we go or whether we stay. Continue to work in each one, we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Yes. I'll say yes. 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 I'll say yes, Lord. I'll say yes, Lord. I'll say yes. 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 I'll say yes. Yes. Yes, Lord Jesus. I'll say yes. Yes. Yes, I'll say yes, Lord. I'll say yes, Lord. I'll say yes, yes, yes. Amen, I will. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Oh, we give thanks, oh Lord. Establish your work, oh God. Dear Lord, dear Lord. Oh, I've heard your call and told that love to me. Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.